Chapter 4. The following Wednesday, Kay entered a 12-story office building on K Street and proceeded to room 711. On the wall outside the door was a small brass plaque that read, "The Callahan Group." Higher up on the wall was a security camera looking down at her. She tried to open the door, but it was locked. Then she heard a click, and the door opened the next time she turned the knob. She found herself standing inside a small reception area, and sitting behind the only desk in the room was a large black man, extremely large. "I'm Kay Hamilton," she said. "I have an appointment with Miss Mercer." The man nodded, as if he'd been expecting her, and said,
"I need to wand you before you go in."
"Wand me?"
"For weapons and eavesdropping devices."
"Okay," Kay said, wondering what in the hell these people did that required such precautions. The receptionist stood up, although it was hard to think of a guy who was 6'6" and built like the Incredible Hulk as a receptionist. Holstered on his belt was a dirty, hairy .44 Magnum with a 7-inch barrel and a walnut grip. Whoa! He passed a standard metal detector over Kay, then some other device the size of a pack of cigarettes with an antenna sticking out of it. Apparently satisfied that she was neither packing heat nor wired for sound, he picked up the phone and said,
"Anna, Kay Hamilton's here."
A moment later, Anna Mercer opened the door behind the receptionist's desk and waved Kay toward her. As she passed through the door, Kay noticed a keypad next to it for entering a cyber code. Mercer's office was beautifully decorated, but windowless and not very large. She had a glass-topped table she used for a desk, and Kay thought it might be an antique because the legs were gilded and elaborately carved. On the floor was a thick oriental carpet that looked expensive, and on the table was a Tiffany-style lamp, a laptop, a normal phone, and a second phone that Kay recognized as an STU-3 encrypted phone. In one corner was a guard-all safe with a large combination lock. Above the safe was an oil painting depicting a canal in Venice that looked as if it had been painted by some famous old-time artist. Kay didn't know anything about art. Next to Mercer's desk...